Isaiah 2:1, the burden of the desert of the sea. As whirlwinds in the south pass through, so it cometh from the desert, from a terrible land. 2:1-2, a grievous vision is declared unto me. The treacherous dealer dealeth treacherously, and the spoiler spoileth. Go up, O Elam, besiege O Media, all the sighing thereof have I made to cease. 2:1-3, therefore are my loins filled with pain. Pangs have taken hold upon me, as the pangs of a woman that travaileth. I was bowed down at the hearing of it. I was dismayed at the seeing of it. 2:1-4, my heart panted, fearfulness affrighted me. The night of my pleasure hath he turned into fear unto me. 2:1-5, prepare the table, watch in the watchtower, eat drink. Arise ye princes, and anoint the shield. 2:1-6-4, thus hath the Lord said unto me, go set a watchman, let him declare what he seeth. 2:1-7, and he saw a chariot, with a couple of horsemen, a chariot of asses, and a chariot of camels. And he hearkened diligently, with much heed. 2:1-8, and he cried, A lion, my Lord, I stand continually upon the watchtower, in the daytime, and I am set in my ward whole nights. 2:1-9, and behold, here cometh the chariot of men, with a couple of horsemen. And he answered and said, Babylon is fallen, and all the graven images of her gods, he hath broken unto the ground. 21:10, O, my threshing, and the corn of my floor, that which I have heard of the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, have I declared unto you. 21:11, the burden of Duma, he calleth to me out of Sire, watchman, what of the night? Watchman, what of the night? 21:12, the watchman said, the morning cometh, and also the night. If ye will inquire, inquire ye. Return, come. 21:13, the burden upon Arabia. In the forest in Arabia shall ye lodge, O ye traveling companies of Dedanim. 21:14, the inhabitants of the land of Tema brought water to him that was thirsty, they prevented with their bread him that fled. 21:15, for they fled from the swords, from the drawn sword, and from the bent bow, and from the grievousness of war. 21:16, for thus hath the Lord said unto me, within a year, according to the years of an hireling, and all the glory of Kedar shall fail. 21:17, and the residue of the number of archers, the mighty men of the children of Kedar, shall be diminished. For the Lord God of Israel hath spoken it.